You're listening to the Business Equation Podcast with Nick Bogaz. The solution to every equation in business and in life can be summed up with one word, mindset. Get ready as Nick takes you deep into the philosophy of mindset mastery, alongside entrepreneurs and professionals who've harnessed the power of clear, definitive thinking and leveraged it to build tangible success. And now, here's your host, Nick Bogaz.
Welcome back to the Business Equation Podcast. I'm your host, Nick Bogaz. And today's show, I've got a very special story for you. We've been talking a lot about mindset lately on the show. I was probably about 28 years old or so, and I was working 70, 80, 90 hours a week, a bunch of different jobs. And I knew that I wanted to have my own business. But like a lot of young people in their early 20s, especially I had a couple children at home, I really didn't know how to take that next step, how to financially be able to open a business. So really what I started to do was I just started to really educate myself, because I felt like I already had the hard work ethic, and that if I started to put that together with education, and at that point it was self-education, then really something special could come out of it. So I started to put the hard work, and then I started to read like crazy. Morning, nights, every time I would get a free moment, I had a book. And what happened was, is I started reading and I would come across a lot of different books that the author of the one I was reading would suggest one to read. And what would happen is every time I read a book, the author would kind of mention another book. One book got mentioned a lot, and it was Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, which we have talked a ton about on this show. And when I started to read it the first time through, a lot of different things made me ponder. But I really could wrap my head around the thought that you didn't have to know how you were going to do something. You just had to see it as already done. And I thought that was a really important concept. And then from there, I somehow landed on the movie The Secret. And I have now watched The Secret numerous times. I can't even count, you know, well over 30, 40 times. And there's different things that the movie teaches that really make you think. You know, when they talk about putting a $100 bill in your pocket when you have no money, and pulling out that $100 bill so your mind thinks that you have money. And then what happens is it kind of creates that spot where you start really thinking and perceiving like you have these things, and then you attract them. You really, what you attract is you attract the ways for what you want to happen. You have to at some point take action. And I think really what happened for me when I get down to the root of this story is when I decided to go ahead and get my own shop, really what happened was, is I decided, well, I don't really know how I'm going to do this, but I knew from watching The Secret and reading Think and Grow Rich that I could do it, that I just had to see myself already at my shop. So in the mornings when I would put on my Papa John's shirt, or I'd put on my male shirt, depending on which one of my jobs I was going to that day, I'd pretend I was putting my own business shirt on. And throughout the day, I would think about, and not so much dream, but I would think and really see myself in my own shop, working for myself, making pizzas out of an oven that was mine, and being able to call everything my own, and writing my name on checks of a business, like just really thinking everything through, like I was doing this already. And really what happened was, is opportunities present themselves then. So I was just really working my way through thinking that I already had my own business. And really at that time I had a car with three donuts. The window didn't even go up. I was working four or five jobs, and I just kept feeling like I had my own business already. And this went on for a long time. So I'd watch The Secret over and over. I would read Think and Grow Rich many times. I had a great accountability partner at the time, who was also a very good friend of mine, who delivered pizzas about 5 hours away from me. And we were both into this type of mindset. And we would talk almost every Friday while we're both delivering pizzas. And we'd talk about the businesses we want to have and the mindset behind being an entrepreneur, and Think and Grow Rich, the book, that we talk about The Secret. And really what happened was, is that there's somebody that I could say over the last 9 years has also had a great deal of success like myself that started with absolutely nothing, is my good friend, Jimmy. And Jimmy, what he started doing was, we would talk back and forth about this. And the idea he had was, right when the vaping and vaping juice became very big, he started making vaping juice in his living room. And before you know it, he had a huge line. He ended up being very successful with infamous vaping juice. You know, shout out to Jimmy if he's listening. And he's opened up a bunch of different shops in the Scranton, Pennsylvania area. And he really has built out his dream, or his vision, I should say, not so much a dream. And, you know, I was the same way with the pizza. He had no idea how he was going to do it. And he really didn't have the financial means. But when he started just making the juice and really researched in his living room, before he knew it, he was able to save up to be able to turn it into some physical spots. And that was very similar to what I did. I had no idea how I was going to open the pizza shop, but I knew that I wanted to. And you attract different people when you start to think of how you're going to do it. And in the very beginning, if you've heard me talk about partners or having a partner or anything like that, depends how much of a story you know about me. But in the very beginning, another delivery driver came up to me and said, "Hey, you know, I've got credit cards I'm going to max out, and let's go open a pizza shop." So here's somebody who tells me that they want to be my partner, where I've never been able to had anybody want to front me the money or anything to open a pizza shop. And here was a partner who was talking about that this is what he wanted to do, younger than me, a younger guy. And I really didn't think too fondly of the whole partnership, because at one point I had met Tom Monahan, who was the owner of Domino's, owner and founder. And he was speaking on what his retirement project has been. And he has built a huge Catholic college in Florida. And this is somebody who built Domino's from the ground up, millionaire on top of millionaire and on top of millionaire. And in his retirement, he started a Catholic college. So he was speaking at a Catholic high school where my cousin happened to go. And my other cousin had asked, would I want to go listen to him? And at the very end, I went up to him, told him I had read his book, The Pizza Tagger, and told him how I worked at Domino's before and asked for advice. And at that time, he said, "Don't ever have a partner." And he walked away. And it's like one of those times where you wonder, you meet somebody that you always wanted to meet, and you're so disappointed. I felt like it was like somebody just told me, "Don't shoot your eye out, kid." And then years later, here I am going to take on a partner because he's got the money. And I said, "Well, if that's what needs to happen, let's do it." And so I started walking into pizza shops, saying, "Sell me your pizza shop." The fifth one said, "I've got a friend who has a pizza shop for sale." We walked in, full bar, everything we needed. But, you know, the money part still wasn't there. We didn't have the money for the down payment or anything like that. They were going to let us run it for a while. He was going to go ahead and put his credit card out there. It kind of is like, "Hey, we've got a credit card and we'll come back and see if we've got the finances here to make this deal." Everything was real shaky, no paperwork, no nothing. The short, long story is within 2 months, he couldn't stop drinking and had to end up not being my partner. And when I went to him and said, "You can't be the partner anymore," because we took over a full bar, it wasn't just a pizza shop. And when I went to him and said that, he kind of was like, "Yeah, that's fine." And he thought that I wasn't going to be able to stay because there was no way I would be able to come up with the money. So he thought we were both done. Well, this is where the law of attraction comes in. I mean, well, first it came in that I actually envisioned having my own pizza shop, and my partner was part of the way that I was able to get in the front door because he was able to tell the owner that we had money in the beginning. But they had seen me work so hard while I was there that when I went to him and told him the partner wasn't going to be with me anymore, that's when they said, "Well, look, run it for 9 months. Give us whatever money you have down. You can go ahead and figure out if we need a little bit more from there. And then we'll handshake you. And over the next 5 years, you can go ahead and pay us what the business is worth with a little bit of interest." And that's what we did. And I bought it on a handshake. So I basically bought a full restaurant, a bar, $185,000 with no money at all. When I walked in the door the first time, I had less than $500 to my name. late on the mortgage, even though I was working five jobs. It's, you know, you get behind on stuff when the money's not right and you want to do certain things for your family and you put things off, and it's just in a really bad spot. But even though I was living a bad spot financially day to day, I was already in a good spot financially because I kept envisioning myself having money. I kept a couple $100 bills in my pocket. So if I had $500 to my name, 200 of it was $200 bills that I would touch and rub every day throughout the day. And I just built myself that way. And when we got there, I put the hard work and education into it, and we built it up, and it became something that's very successful and fantastic, and built a 8-figure business. And that was kind of how it worked, but it wasn't from anything like particular in the sense that it wasn't anything that I had besides my mindset that put me in the right position to do that. If I wasn't thinking that I already had these things and manifested them and had the right idea, none of this would have been possible. If I would have worried about who's going to give me the money, my partner left and I don't have the money to do it, or I can't figure it out. Like, I never thought like that. I just always thought that I was going to have my own business. I saw everything that has came up in my life, I've really manifested. There was the time during that we would drive through, my wife and I, after church, we'd drive through this neighborhood with a beautiful house and just picture driving, pulling in the driveway, and honey, we're home. Meanwhile, you know, we lived on the other side of town, and the car we were driving in didn't even have, like I said, heat. And before you know it, when we went to buy the second store, we were able to buy a house in that neighborhood. It's one of those things. You have to get your mindset right. Yeah, if you've got negative people around you, if you've got people that tell you that you can't do it, if you've got people that tell you all the reasons why it won't work, you have to really make sure you don't let those people into your inner circle or let them into your mind. You have to really guard against that. And it becomes tougher when you get successful too, because what happens is the more that you are able to build and do this, your dreams become bigger. You realize your possibilities are bigger. And when you go after those things, the doubters come out, the reasons that we won't be able to grow or expand come out. Or if you think about everything that happened with COVID, and then we get to a spot now where people think the economy isn't recovered, or there's not enough workers out there, or whatever it is, that you can't open more stores or open bigger businesses or make more money because everything's going backwards. Like, if you start buying into that, it becomes really dangerous. So what you have to focus on is what you want. Have a goal that's big enough that gets you unstuck. If you're stuck, you need a goal that's so big that it'll get you unstuck. And you have to really focus around that. You have to know what you want. And that's a lot of where my success came from, is I knew what I wanted. I had no idea how I was going to get it. And I do that now. You know, there's been times running my business where I had no idea how we were going to pay certain things or continue to keep going at certain rates or how things would work out. And I'm talking early on. And really, I just would start to visualize money coming into the account. So I'd visualize customers coming in. I'd visualize the successes we had, the championships we had. I visualized it all. Great people coming into our company, I've envisioned. And that's the focus. And I think what's tough is, even for somebody that practices this and reads and studies the different books on mindset and power of focus and such, it becomes very difficult with all life's distractions to keep going. And I just really encourage anybody out there to really give it a try, but to try it in a real sense that you're really putting your best foot forth, and you're really visualizing the way you should be in the morning. You're giving great gratitude to the great things in your life. You're honest with yourself. You know, so much has come through self-reflection and being honest with myself and pushing myself to do better, to be better, and to really get in the right place. Because that's what becomes tough, is if you're not going from a sense of positive, you end up in the negative. So you have to be moving in the right direction at all times. And it becomes tough, especially, like I said, this environment, 2021, a year after COVID, it's just crazy times still. And you just look around of stuff that you can take in on social media or TV or radio and all the outside distractions. And if you just let them get in your mind and pollute it, everything becomes way more difficult. Yeah, you have to be a student to know what you want. You have to understand where you want to go. You have to have extreme focus of where you want to go and clear vision and bring others along with you towards your vision. It's very important to speak that vision of where you want to go. Let the other people know where you want to go. And I think there's two senses to that sometimes. You know, sometimes there's things that I visualized that I didn't want to tell anyone till it became true. I didn't believe in putting it in the atmosphere till it would work. It was in my mind, but it wasn't out in the open, coming off my words yet. But I would be very careful of not having negative talk come out of my mouth. But then there's also the sense of you have to let people who are on the journey with you know that they're along for something special. And that's part of the ride. That's part of the journey, is you have to let people know once you get to a certain point that they're coming with you and here's where we're going. And when you start to do that and build your team out right and build it with positive people, people that believe in the vision, that work hard next to you and with you and not for you, but with you, that's what you want. You don't want people who work for you. You want people who work with you. You want to work with them. It's so important. And when you start to do that, you build something really special. And it all comes back to the way you think every single day, the way that you think positively and manifest things and give gratitude and give thanks and how you treat others and how it all comes back around. It's all so important. Everybody's always looking for the secret of life or the secret of health or the secret of wealth. And it's really above our shoulders. It's all above our shoulders. And you just have to program it like everything else. If you work on, you want big leg muscles, you want big arm muscles, you work on them. The brain's the same way. You know, your mind is the same way. You have to work on it. You got to work positively. Do things that really flush out your mind. And meditation is so big. You know, if you can set time aside and just quietly think and quietly focus on the things that you want to have in your life and put yourself in a different spot, a different mindset, all that helps. You have to quiet the noise. And I think the thing I'll kind of leave you with today is the future. When you start to think about what is the future really made up of a combination of your past, or is the future made up of your vision in your mind, the vision that you have for your future? A lot of people will talk about dreams and aspirations. And if you don't get them out of your head, that's all they ever are dreams. But when you start to take action on those dreams and work towards it, they all start to become more attainable. We had Tony Grummire on, and Tony was talking about, what do you want to do? You know, what do you want to be? And I had a hard time kind of answering it, because honestly, if there's anything that I want to do, I just do it. I literally do. If I want to learn something new, if I want to find a new hobby, whatever it is, I just start it and I do it. And that kind of was his point, but he pushed me really hard. And I came back and I said, when I was younger, I wanted to be an umpire. And he said, well, great. Then you start being a little league umpire. And then after you do little league for a while, then you go to high school. And after you do high school games, then you get noticed and you can end up at college and then maybe professional, like go to umpire school. His whole point was you start somewhere. You know, and I think that's what's really important, is nothing's really determined by your past. You have to start somewhere. So whatever your goal out there is, whatever you want to end up as, you have to start working on it. And I think that's really what it comes down to. You know, many people can end their life and say, this is what I did with my life. I worked here for 40 years and this is what my life was. And then there's other people out there that can say, these are all the amazing accomplishments that I did throughout my life. And they're not all in the same industry. They can be in a lot of different areas. I always find it fascinating when I run across people that have done numerous amazing things in their life, whether it's a period where they were an artist and then maybe a period where they were a musician or they had a sports career or they had a very successful business or maybe they had a great hobby that they were the best at or something like that. Like they had many different areas of their life that were very successful. It wasn't just one focus. Because at the end, when everything runs out and you're done with your career and you're just sitting there in your living room and you have nothing else to do because all your life, all you did was work one job, that's not where you want to end up. You want to have things that make you go around every day. You want to have positive things out there that you strive to get better at, that you strive to learn. And it doesn't matter how old you are, you can start anywhere. I love the stories about the actors who were never actors and then they're 38 or 45 and they become an actor and then they become someone that's really, really well known throughout their career. And then meanwhile, they were never an actor for their first 40 years in their life. There's a slew of them out there. If you Google actors who became famous when they were old, you'll be shocked that this normal person, then all of a sudden they became a famous actor because they took that first step. Maybe it was a local theater and they excelled at it and worked on their craft. It's just amazing that anywhere you are in your life, you can still start today and turn it into whatever is in your mind and put it out into the atmosphere and go after it with everything you've got and turn it into reality. And that's what it's all about. Turn your positive mindset into reality. This has been Nick Bogaz with the Business Equation Podcast. Give thanks, be humble, be grateful.
Thank you for joining us for today's mindset journey on the Business Equation Podcast. Now it's time for you to take what you learned today and put it to work in your life each and every day. Please subscribe to the show wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts so you're the first to know when new episodes go live. We'll see you next time on the Business Equation, where the solution is always in the mindset.